welcome to Highly Questionable. We got Izzy Gutierrez and the only person in the Highly Questionable rotation with her own jersey behind her, Monica McNutt. Let's roll. And then she moved her head back so you can see it.
Is it a big deal that no Americans reached the U.S. Open quarterfinal?
All right, they've been playing the U.S. Open since the 1880s, and this is the first time that there are no Americans in the quarterfinals. Now, is that a big deal? Yeah, if you think it matters that the United States be good at tennis, because, hey, we used to have people who were good at tennis all the time back in the day, then yeah, this is definitely a thing. At first, I was going to be like, well, how many times have we told this same story about American tennis not being what it used to be? But damn, I didn't realize we got to the point where we were doing historically bad things when it comes to tennis. Now, let me tell you what is a big deal and what was a big deal and I think was easy for us to ignore, which is the magnitude of the Williams sisters. Like, they have been carrying American tennis basically for 25 years at this point. And since we don't treat everybody as though they're the same kind of Americans, we never wrap them up in the flag and said, hey, they are carrying this country's banner in this sport. Didn't do that. Well, guess what? Now that you don't see them around, now that Serena Williams is injured and looks like we're on the other side of her career, you're going to look around and realize, damn, that was America right there playing tennis.
I do think the women's side is in a lot better shape than the men's side, even still, if you look at just some of the names. Coco Gauff comes up, right? But the men's side is, it's been hugely disappointing for a long time now. Like, I grew up, this is something I used to be embarrassed to say, like, I grew up loving tennis, and me and my best friend Warren, we skipped school a couple of times to catch some of these tennis tournaments, like the French Open. Like, I didn't go to school that day because I wanted to see Andre Agassi beat Jim Courier. Didn't happen. Like, tennis was a huge deal. You had Andre Agassi, you had Courier, you had Pete Sampras, you had Michael Chang. And then that next generation, while they weren't as good, like Andy Roddick, right? The Taylor Dents, James Blake come to mind. But you also ran into, you know, the three greatest men's tennis players of all time. So if you didn't have Federer and Nadal and some, and you know, Djokovic and even Andy Murray there, then maybe Andy Roddick has a few majors instead of the just one. And you're starting to think, okay, men's tennis can recover. He can be the guy. He could be our new Pete Sampras. But since then, it's been like nobody. And you've got a couple of guys now, Sebastian Korda being one, that they play a little bit differently and they have some sort of potential for U.S. tennis. But man, during this era of Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal, we haven't seen any American men. Basically just John Isner with the arguably the greatest one-trick pony in the history of sports, just serving and trying to get his way into the winner's circle that way. So I think it's in a tough place on the men's side. The women, this just happens to be a coincidence and a bad year for the U.S. Open.
I don't know, Izzy. I feel like it's in a tough place on both sides. I'm not 100% sure that the women that are currently in the field are going to take it to the next level. Now, granted, Sloane Stephens won in 2017, gave us the great meme of securing the bag. And of course, Naomi Osaka is still probably the highest ranked woman that competed in this field. But in terms of having that stuff that you can't quite identify, that the Williams sisters clearly had, that the three great men that you mentioned that are not American all have, I just don't know. You see it in some of the young crop who are not American. Can we take credit for Leila Fernandez? North America? Does that work at all?
Well, you just took credit for Osaka and she's Japanese,
say.
But you carry
just,
on.
That's true. Okay, Naomi Osaka. Like, it feels like she's American. It sounds like she's American. She played in two countries that ain't this
true.
One.
All in all, whether you want to take partial credit for Naomi or not, I just don't know if we're seeing that stuff in this crop of tennis players.
Well, Martina Navratilova made the point, and you know, this gets tricky when you start talking about this with American sports, but she's basically saying, we got all these rich kids over here playing tennis, and over there, they hungry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they kicking shell cases off the court in order to continue playing tennis. That's her argument, and I'm not inclined to buy into that necessarily, but I do think in this country, tennis like golf, not exactly an inclusive sport. If the people who are in charge really want this tennis thing to get better, then they'll go out here and hand out a lot more tennis rackets, and I bet it gets fixed.
Who do you have higher expectations for this weekend, Tua or Mac Jones?
Oh, yeah, baby, it's Wednesday. You know it's Wednesday when we scraping the bowl and we trying to get a Sunday football game. There's a Thursday night football game, but we got to say that for tomorrow's show. Today, we are talking about Alabama quarterbacks who are not playing at Alabama. The Dolphins and the Patriots play this weekend. Tua Tagovailoa will be suiting up for the Dolphins. Mac Jones in his first NFL start for the Patriots. Now, which one do I expect more from? The one I didn't describe with making his first start. Like, we saw Tua start some games last year. Yeah, he was coming back from injury. It was not a great offseason to be a first-round quarterback, making that transition with everything that was going on with COVID last year. But he should start looking like a dude that was a top 10 pick. And there were a couple of times last season that he looked like that, but I didn't say a couple of games. I mean a couple of times. Now, they are expecting him to not so much carry them, but at the very least lead them. Like, this is a team that thinks it should be able to win playoff games, which means their quarterback's going to have to be better than he was last year, and I expect him to be better than he was last year.
Bo, I hear you on your logic, and I'm inclined to agree because Tua does have that experience, but I do want to flip it on his head just a little bit. I actually think Mac is under more pressure considering that the backup has been completely eliminated from the organization. I mean, yes, there are backups there, but Cam Newton was supposed to be the guy that would at least come in and be serviceable for this Patriots squad. All eyes are on Mac, and lately he's going on radio feeling himself just a little bit. If he comes out and stinks, this is going to be bad very, very quickly. So I think that Jones has a lot to prove in game one.
My big question on Mac Jones is whether he can move. If he can play in today's NFL, can he throw well on the run when teams are sending the house? Is he toast or can he get out and make a play? I also know that Bill Belichick coached Tom Brady forever, and he couldn't do any of that stuff. So I feel like this is a pretty good marriage, right? He'll turn the passing game into the running game. He won't let the pressure get to him. He'll do what he has to do. Okay. But I still think Tua has more options. And I think Tua with Brian Flores is a great marriage. If you remember last year, a couple of times, that Dolphins defense made life miserable for some quarterbacks. Jared Goff comes to mind. Kyler Murray for two or three quarters was under duress at all times. And I think they can do the same thing to Mac Jones. So, and this is one of those games where it's going to be reacted more to than most other games because of the quarterbacks. I'm just happy the Dolphins are being reacted to these days. And so, yeah, I think at the end of this game, you're going to see Tua in a better spot. You're going to say, man, this guy's got a good position with the defense and with that coach and Brian Flores and with the game planning. And it's going to be kind of similar to the situation in New England. So, and you know, Brian Flores is the guy off the Belichick tree that is so far seemingly a Bill Belichick type of coach. So we'll see what that actually means. I know we're not talking about coaches, we're talking about quarterbacks, but I think Tua is best suited to have a better year than Mac Jones this season.
Monica, let me tell you this. When you're a rookie first-round pick, they want you to do well. When you're a second-year first-round pick, you better do well.
Up next on HQ.
What is better at tracking a ball, a human or a dog? Like, I'm going to go ahead and take the dog. I want to see a soccer match full of dogs. I'm pretty sure you're not going to get many handballs. You'll probably just get a bunch of really slick headers like Sparky right there.
I see what you did, Izzy. Is there an Air Bud soccer version? I know he dabbled in other sports, but I can't remember if there was officially a soccer one.
What is the life situation? Paint that picture for me. The life situation where you say to yourself, all right, I'm choosing the career where not only am I putting at my life at stake with this crazy dangerous animal, but I'm going to wear ridiculous makeup while I do it. Like, I don't know where you have to be, but it's probably a pretty sad place.
I hear
maybe it's
well.
Like interning. Like, that's what you have to do before you can.
What does that work you up to?
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Popeye's New Nuggets. They come in peace. 8-piece.
Time to play the game that guesses it's Jersey Day on HQ. Do you question?
Give us topics and events and we question them.
Do you question how much credit the Rays deserve for these extra base hits?
The Rays lead the American League East by 9.5 games, a fact that I learned 10, 15 seconds ago. Anyway, let's get a look at this. The Rays came back from down 7-1 in this game.
Sky back into center field for Dugo.
They call that a hit?
That is okay. Oh my.
They gonna call that a hit somehow too?
Oh my.
I have to say it has to be terrifying when you lose a baseball in the sun like that because it can come down right on your noggin. Do we have more? Okay. Same game.
Huh?
Same center fielder? I think that one's a hit. Wait a minute. Is this
does it get worse?
Oh, no, it's a Little League home run. That was.
Oh.
All right, I don't think they deserved that. I mean, he got a little bit too ambitious. He tried too hard.
It looks like it hit him.
It pretty much helps explain why Tampa is so far ahead in the AL East, because look at who they're playing against a million times in the AL East. Those Boston Red Sox. I'm going to stop there, because if I keep going, I'm just going to get into why Tampa doesn't deserve all this sports success, and they're going to hit me up on Twitter, so I'm just going to stop.
Wow. There's a
rivalry. You play the card you've been dealt, Izzy. Play the card.
Nobody likes Tampa. There, I said it.
But waiting gets worse.
The right side.
All right, here we go.
That ball is a...
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
That is into the
and Danny didn't even, like, try to go get the ball.
That is a pesky little corner over there.
Yeah, buddy.
I got to say, the height of that wall is intimidating, like, depending on where you run into it, right? Because, like, I'm not crashing, you know what, first into that thing. I don't care what's on the other side.
They're going to subpoena his bank records after that.
Do you question if this goal should count?
We are going to show you a free kick in a Chilean soccer match.
Perfect.
Wow.
Oh,
like, is this a league?
Is there a dog on the...
That appears to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a foul, a penalty of some sort.
Clearly he's offside, but come on, I don't see a flag, do you? That is a brilliant timed header. Like, that was beautiful. Sparky just nailed it right there.
Wait, the dog, they just play, we ignore the dog, like, we just play. We're just gonna do this, really?
Well, my favorite thing is whenever we say we're going to a soccer game in blank country, I have no telling what the scope and scale of this match is going to be. Like, I thought that there would be a stadium as opposed to a fence.
I don't understand what the big deal about this is. Like, what is better at tracking a ball, a human or a dog? Like, I'm going to go ahead and take the dog. I want to see a soccer match full of dogs. I'm pretty sure you're not going to get many handballs. You'll probably just get a bunch of really slick headers like Sparky right there.
I see what you did, Izzy. Is there an Air Bud soccer version? I know he dabbled in other sports, but I can't remember if there was officially a soccer one.
I also love that Izzy keeps making all the dogs Sparky like it's 1957.
I don't know. I feel like we should bring back Sparky for dogs.
Do you question if this rodeo clown did his job?
We are going to a rodeo somewhere that Izzy is assuming is Texas because,
wow.
I mean, it's a good guess. Whoa.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Whoa.
Hey.
The answer to the question is yes. He 100%
did his job. Because after he got flung into the crowd...
Well,
the bull just goes away.
Hold on. Run this back. Because was there one rodeo clown or two rodeo clowns? Because if guy number two is not a rodeo clown, he's just a moron.
Yeah, he's going to save his buddy and doesn't realize what he's doing. They have people for that. They're wearing the big shoes and the nose.
He's trying to kick it in the head, though, guy number two. Like, what?
What was his plan? He jumped on top of his head. I'm pretty sure in rodeo clown training they tell you no, that's not where you want to be.
Let me tell you what should tell you everything you need to know about the value structure of places like this. Somebody in there got a gun. Instead, you just send somebody out there in funny looking clothes, right? And then he's supposed to go take that blow for everybody. I'm here to tell you that if a human being was throwing people around like that, they'd have laid his big behind down right there in front of children and everybody else.
What is the life situation? Paint that picture for me. The life situation where you say to yourself, all right, I'm choosing the career where not only am I putting my life at stake with this crazy dangerous animal, but I'm going to wear ridiculous makeup while I do it. Like, I don't know where you have to be, but it's probably a pretty sad place.
Like interning. Like, that's what you have to do before you can
What does that work you up to? Like, by the time you're done, you have this giant hole in your side. What is, like, this you can't move up to anything else.
Stuntman.
You got too many miles on you to be a stuntman.
Guys, I think we can all agree that at least it wasn't this bull.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. No, this would have been bad news. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this clip.
No,
that's not.
I am unfamiliar with this bad SOB right here.
Yeah,
wow.
That would be the day a rodeo clown retired, I would think.
I hope so.
Up next on HQ.
Yo, he played it so cool. Like, he's my favorite quarterback in the world. And then he came in and humbled him immediately. Like, yo, Patrick Mahomes, what's happening? Oh, yeah, that's not you. Oh, you Dak Prescott. So.
I am intrigued because I love Family Food, and to shoot my shot one day, hope I get to host it at some point. So, yes.
If you think I'm going to let you slide for saying Family Food, you got me mixed up with somebody else. Yeah, right.
Feud. I can talk. I promise.
Just letting you know. Family Food. Everybody just gets together and starts cooking.
Time to play the game that's running out of sports to preview on See or No. See or No.
No. You tell us what's on TV tonight. We tell you if you're intrigued. Monica, we got it right. He got it wrong.
Streaming on HBO Max, Hard Knocks.
All right. So Trayvon Diggs, you know, Stephon Diggs' brother, plays corner for the Cowboys. And his son, I believe the young man's name is Aiden. Here he is meeting Dak Prescott.
That's how fast.
Come on, let's go.
I would care for Dak Prescott. He's my favorite cornerback in my whole entire world.
Wow, yes.
I want his phone number.
What you gonna say to him?
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, big man?
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
What's your name?
Aiden.
Aiden?
Mm-hmm, so... You're Patrick Mahomes.
You think I'm Patrick Mahomes still?
I mean, not Patrick Mahomes. Are you Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
So good to see you.
So good to see you.
I don't have the hair. He's got the hair. So he's got the hair like you.
Dak Prescott.
I'm Dak Prescott.
It's good to see you.
Yo, he played it so cool. Like, he's my favorite quarterback in the world. And then he came in and humbled him immediately. Like, yo, Patrick Mahomes, what's happening? Oh, yeah, that's not you. Oh, you Dak Prescott. So, Monica, you intrigued?
I'm definitely intrigued. I liked Aiden's quick processing from the disappointment that that wasn't Patrick to realizing that was Dak. And, oh, I'm supposed to be super excited.
Is he intrigued?
I am, and this is the only way you're going to get me to watch Hard Knocks these days, like adorable kids or maybe like dogs kicking field goals or something, but also my favorite nephew's name is Aiden, so, you know, soft spot in my heart.
Streaming online, Celebrity Family Feud.
All right, so Joe Buck brought the family onto Celebrity Family Feud. So what we got here?
I'd like to congratulate the Hudson family on this. And from the bottom of my heart, I could not be more proud of all five of you. You just met, you came in here, and you kicked our asses, okay? We're gonna go with best friend.
What? That's how we were going.
The woman in your life who's smarter than you, this is your best friend. What is it?
Boss.
Boss.
It's boss. Yes. We were going to say boss.
We were going to say boss.
But he,
Oh, he went against it.
Uh-huh.
Joe.
Please you don't be up there.
Oh, Joe.
God, please don't be up there.
Four.
Oh,
no! Oh. Oh,
my God.
Clearly, stuff like that happens all the time in that house. Is he you intrigued?
No, who's Oliver Hudson?
That Steve Harvey asks a question like that so often when they put a bunch of white people out there. He ain't even sure which one of them is supposed to be famous. Monica, you intrigued?
I am intrigued because I love Family Food, and to shoot my shot one day, hope I get to host it at some point. So yes.
If you think I'm going to let you slide for saying Family Food, you got me mixed up with somebody
else. Yeah, right.
Feud. I can talk. I promise.
Just letting you know. Family Food. Everybody just gets together and starts cooking.
That would be a great show, too. I would
host that show. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That is our show. Check out Izzy Gutierrez, stuck in that office for another week. Monica McNutt on TV and podcasts everywhere, like all over this.
Quick. Bo, what jersey is that?
This is a Bob Marley, however you say Ajax in Dutch, nice. Jersey.
What you got, Izzy?
Good luck, Christian Pulisic. This is Christian Pulisic, Chelsea jersey, but good luck to the U.S. team tonight.
And my girl, Renee Montgomery, moments equal momentum. Shout out to Renee.